With oil prices now hovering around $70 a barrel and gas prices rising, the longing for cars with better gas mileage continues. We've been hearing a lot about hybrid cars. Some car makers are offering another option, clean diesel cars. Some get 40 or even 50 miles to the gallon. As Chris Arnold reports, these are not the noisy, smoke-belching and sluggish diesels of years ago.
When a lot of Americans think about a diesel car, they remember something like this. That's a 15-year-old Volkswagen Jetta diesel.
Yeah, you definitely know it's a diesel, or someone will tell you that there's something wrong with your car.
Keith Harley is a mechanic at K&H Motors in North Chelmsford, Massachusetts, and he works on older diesel cars.
A gasoline engine can make this noise when it has a serious problem.
And what makes a diesel so loud like this?
Well, it's more violent explosion, combustion, so I think that's what makes it louder.
That's also part of what makes a diesel engine more efficient. It's a higher pressure, more complete combustion of the fuel. And so you can drive around 30% farther on every gallon of fuel that you put in the tank. And in recent years, a lot of European car companies have been perfecting the diesel and making it a lot cleaner and more quiet.
I'm going to start up the 2009 Jetta Clean Diesel.
If you're having trouble hearing that, it's because this diesel really is just a tiny bit louder and a little bit throatier sounding than a regular gas-powered car. Anya Toschner is a salesperson at Colonial Volkswagen in Medford, Massachusetts. She let me take the latest Jetta turbo diesel on a test drive.
So, okay, we're pulling onto the on-ramp here. I'm going to hit the gas a little bit. Yeah, that's got some pickup. Oh, we're going to get on 93?
Correct, yep.
Okay. The car is rated at 40 miles per gallon on the highway, though some customers report better mileage. One car analyst that I talked to said he managed to get 53 miles per gallon by avoiding quick starts and stops. And with gas prices higher again, that's making this car pretty popular right now.
This is probably our number one selling vehicle, and we can't get enough of them. The demand is so high. The TDI sports wagons, which are a very unique vehicle, people are putting their name on multiple waiting lists at multiple dealerships.
Volkswagen says 35% of sales of its Jetta model are now diesels, and it's ramping up production. While Asian manufacturers focused more on hybrid technologies, regulations in Europe pushed the European carmakers to develop cleaner diesels. And now Mercedes, BMW, and Audi are all selling more of them here. Still, overall, diesels make up less than 3% of the U.S. auto market.
We are definitely getting more diesels available in the U.S. One of the biggest obstacles, though, is the state of California, which has not decided yet if they're comfortable with the level of carcinogenics that diesel puts out. Basically, does it cause cancer?
Rebecca Lindland is an auto analyst at IHS Global Insight. She explains that these cleaner diesels emit less greenhouse gases, but they also emit particulates, soot basically, that California considers carcinogenic. The concentration coming out of the tailpipe is extremely low on the new diesels, and the VWs do comply with clean air laws in all 50 states. But Lindland says that California might craft tougher regulations, and she says that makes many carmakers nervous about developing diesel models for the U.S. Still, Lindland herself is a big fan of these new diesel cars.
By far and away, the most fun car that I've driven this year, and I drive a lot of them, was BMW turbocharged diesel. That thing was so much fun to drive. I got fabulous fuel economy, and I had torque to the point where I was going to get arrested. It's so fast. I mean, I was convinced I was going to end up in jail.
More automakers say they are bringing clean diesel cars to the U.S. Honda's talked about it. Subaru is considering a diesel Outback and Forester. And actually, an Indian company that makes tractors says it's planning to make diesel pickup trucks and SUVs to sell in the U.S. market. Chris Arnold, NPR News.